Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your opening bell for June 12th, 2025. So we had a nice day yesterday. The mortgage rates went down about 0.04%. Nothing to really write home about. But today we have some additional numbers. Yesterday we had consumer inflation numbers that came in pretty darn good. Today we have producer inflation and unemployment claims. How are those going to affect these things today? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. So my name is Dan Freo. I actually do this video twice a day to inform you guys what's going on over here. Because if you're watching this video, most likely you're looking to buy or refinance your property. So let's get over to see where mortgage rates are going to go from here. So what do we want to look at today is Treasury yields. They're starting to slide. What was the news out there? Well, more benign inflation numbers. So let's get over to the inflation numbers we want to look at. And the reason why we're doing this is Federal Reserve's meeting in 6 days, and folks, they are still relevant. We now even have J.D. Vance, the vice president, basically screaming at Chairman Powell saying, guys, you need to reduce rates. Because if you saw my last night's video, I'll try to put it right up through here, I gave you how much interest we have to pay on this national debt that we have, and the servicing cost of this is just crazy. So that's what we're going to focus in on today's video. Here's the things the Federal Reserve looks at, and all these numbers are starting to come in pretty darn good, folks. So let's get over to it. We had the PCE, the number one factor that the Federal Reserve looks at in inflation. It came down at the last reading, and the unemployment claims are basically sticking right where they are as well. But let's go over to the economic news we have for today to see what numbers came in, because the bond market right now is up 19 ticks. That's bringing rates down even further. So the whys behind it is right through here. Let's get over to Thursday. Here's the data that we have. Continued jobless claims, 1.95 million. Last reading was 1.90, so that is up slightly. But here's the number that everybody was waiting for. Producer prices, the PPI, core PPI, last time was negative 0.2. They expected to jump up to 0.3, and I was like, I don't think it's going to be that high. I'm saying it's going to be at 0.0 or maybe one or two ticks below this. And if you don't believe me, check out last night's video. I'll have it right up here, folks. So this is what we called. So I expected that to come in about 0.2. It came in lower than I even expected, so that's good news. Initial jobless claims right through here, 248 previously, came in right at 0.0 at 248. And then the PPI month over month was negative 0.2 previously. And it came in as well, as you see here, at 0.1. So we had core PPI and both PPI coming in both at 0.1, where it was previously at negative 0.2. So those are all right in line with expectations, actually even a little bit lower. So the markets are reacting like this. We have the bond market up 20 ticks. And if you're new to the channel, what we follow here on my channel is right through here. This is a mortgage bond. And that's why we follow this channel and you follow these rates, because this bond, the yield on this bond, is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So what happens is we take the yield of this bond, we use LLPAs, which is loan level price adjustments. Like, for example, if you have a lower credit score, your rate's going to be higher. If you have you're buying a condo instead of a single family home, your rate's going to be higher. Those are what's called loan level price adjustments. So those get added to your rate as well as the bank's profit margin, and then thus creates your mortgage rate. So that's how mortgage rates get created. So right now what we're looking at is right through here. Mortgage bonds are up 20 ticks. You might be saying, Dan, that chart's going up. That's not good news. Well, folks, this is the price of the bond. So when you look at mortgage or interest rates, usually like the 10-year treasury, this one, everybody was expecting this to go to 5%. It's actually at 4.3, much lower than was expected here as well. You can see the yield up through here. You can see the yield on the 10-year treasury is 4.37. You go over to here and you get to mortgage bonds and it's like 99.21. That's the price. So we have to figure out the price adjustments and what's that doing to rates. A little confused. Let me explain it this way. If the price of this bond's going up, rates are coming down. Okay. If the price goes down, rates are coming up. So it's just a yin yang effect. Just flip this around and that's what basically mortgage rates are doing. Okay. So that's what we're seeing right now. So a nice rally in the market. Okay. As this goes up, like I said, mortgage rates are come down. So over through here, we're expecting this to come down a little bit as well. We're not going to hit, 5% anytime soon, but we might be you might be seeing 6, 7, 5 here in the near future if the numbers keep looking this way. So that's what we're looking at right now. Let's recap some of the things that we've seen this week. Right through here, here's the inflation numbers we had, and they came in Wednesday and Thursday. There's really not much data coming in tomorrow. So let's recap kind of the week in regards to inflation and the employment numbers. And the reason for that is right through here. This is what the Federal Reserve watches, inflation and unemployment. And the reason why they were created was two things, inflation and unemployment, to keep inflation in check and also to keep the economy at full employment. So we go over to here And a lot of these filled in the gap this week. So we had core CPI. So we had CPI coming in this week, which is consumer inflation, the C in the front of that. You scroll down to here and you have PPI, which is producer inflation, and they're both coming in lower than expected. So you go to the CPI, is expected to come in at 0.2, came in at 0.1. We had year over year coming in, expected to come in at 2.5. It came in at 2.4. So great numbers here. You go down through here. You had a 10-year bond auction yesterday. It came in right at point at 4.42 where the 10-year yield was. Then you come over through here. We have continued jobless claims. We just went over those as well as the PPI. So the PPI even came in under estimations. So now the next thing I'm going to focus in on, and I don't need you guys to do this, is the 30-year bond auction. It's taking place later today. We're going to see if there's still robust appetite from foreign investors, because a lot of people are saying, you know, China, Japan, Taiwan, or South Korea, all these countries, they're not going to buy our debt. Well, good news yesterday is the 10-year note auction went fantastic. We had people all over the world buying our debt. There was really no pullback from that. So that was great news. So we're also going to see how the 30-year bond auction goes today. And then tomorrow, there's really not much coming out in news that really should shake the market. So this was the data we were waiting for the week. So let's kind of go to it. Let me explain to you what I'm thinking about, what's going on with these things, short-term, mid-term, and long-term. So again, it could be a bumpy ride, but right now I'm saying the cap of this thing should be about 6.95. We're down a little bit from 7. So now my rate is going to be about from 6.75 to 6.95. That's going to be our short-term kind of bucket or charting that we're going to have. Now, as the tariffs come into play and we know more and more about these things, it's going to help the Federal Reserve say, okay, now we can plug in all those numbers into our formulas and figure out what that's going to do in regards to inflation and the employment numbers. So that's what we're focusing in on right now. So stay tuned. I'm going to let you know how that goes. But midterm, that's what I'm focusing in on. If the tariffs get settled and we don't have a nuclear war with Iran or Iraq, you're going to start seeing yields start to come down further and further and further. So midterm, I'm looking at 6.5 to 6.75. Probably longer term out, I'm going to stay right there as well. I don't think we're going to have a major reduction, and you're not going to see any fives anytime soon, folks. So sorry to break your bubble there. So that's our report for today. Just to recap, mortgage rates will be coming down a little bit today based on the bond market. It's still up 20 ticks. We have the stock market kind of taking it on the chin on the NASDAQ. But overall, I'm going to say this is an okay market. We have the VIX up just a little bit at 17. Let's see what oil's doing on the inflation front. It is down, but it's over $65 a barrel because of the Israel-Iran conflict. So we'll see how this settles. We don't want this hitting 70. This is a big piece of why inflation's coming down dramatically. And we talk about that on a daily basis. Go over to crypto. I just got an alert that Bitcoin hit 110 about 2-3 hours ago, and now it's retrieving from that. So it's a wild ride in Bitcoin. But we will be back later today with Stock Talk Thursday, we're calling it. We had a stock that we picked about a week or two ago. It's up 30%. 30%. You want to check out how we review stocks and how we buy them in the portfolio for the rate update? You want to learn a little bit more on how to invest? Check out later today. We're going to do it at 2 o'clock. We're going to do Stock Talk Thursday. We're going to go over that stock that we just chose last week that's up 30%. So don't miss our live event today. But if you're out there, you're looking for some help, if you're looking to buy or refinance, I would love to help. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I work at a federal bank, folks. But our federal bank is unique. We're also a large mortgage brokerage. What does that mean for you? Well, if you're out there looking for a mortgage, you're more than likely what you're going to do is you're going to say, okay, I got to get 3 or 4 quotes because that's what I've been told to do. And then I got to analyze it. But you're going to have to put in 3 or 4 or 5 applications. What they're going to do is they're going to pull your credit, need you to upload all these documentations. You want to do that with one application and one credit pull. We can shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Well, you found it right through here. The rate update. You want to reach out to me to find out how we do things? Well, just give us a call at 844-775-5626. Or you can click right through here to ask me a question. If you want to set up a consultation with me or Alan, just schedule right through here. If you want to request an appointment, you can do that right through here, or you can even start your application right over here. So if you're needing some help with all this, we would love to help you. And that's it for today. So I will be back at Stock Talk Thursday. We'll be here at 2 o'clock, and then I'll be at the closing bell. I'll be posting that about 5 or 6 o'clock tonight, and you can see how these changed for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. Hope to see you at the live event. See you later. Bye-bye.